charge, plenty of family time. That has been the case for us as a family, a lot of extended family time as well. And I hope you had a good night last night. We were pretty spoilt last night. So Debbie's sister and her family are house-sitting in Neutral Bay. They're visiting from Christchurch, New Zealand, staying in brother-in-law's place in Neutral Bay. So we got to enjoy the fireworks from the balcony at Neutral Bay, which was fantastic. I think it's the first time I've ever been that close in a private place in a home rather than down on the foreshore somewhere. So we had a really good time. We were only going to stay until 9 and watch the 9 o'clock, but it was so good we stayed till midnight, so it was pretty late. But I'm sure I'm not on my own. So well done for being here after a late night. We are kicking off a new series starting today, the Parables of the Kingdom, and this foundational parable of the parable of the sower or the seed or the soil, depending on which way you go with those three options. So let me pray for us as we launch in. I'm actually going to pray the traditional prayer for the Epiphany, which takes place this week in the Christian calendar. The Epiphany is kind of the Epiphany, the appearance of the Son of God, not in his birth, but in his baptism. You are my Son, whom I love. The Epiphany. So let's pray. O God, by the leading of a star, you manifested your only Son to the peoples of the earth. Lead us who know you now by faith to your presence, where we may see your glory face to face, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever. Amen. All right, New Year's Day, some memes. Let me guess. New Year, new you. I'll let you read them. Hopefully you can see it. Bit cynical here today to start the year. These are the ones that were appropriate. And that's all I've got. As I said, it descended from there. So we know that this time of year is a time for rest, renewal, reflection, resolution, plans, and so on. So I thought it'd be helpful for us to begin the new year focusing on the kingdom of God, and in particular, Jesus teaching about the kingdom in his parables. And today's New Year's Day parable is foundational, as I said. As we heard, read our parable and saw in the video, our parable to begin the new year is the parable of the sower, seed or soil. The context. Let me place Jesus' teaching in its context. Matthew has moved from the events of Jesus' birth, Christmas time, to his baptism and testing, then to the beginnings of Jesus' public ministry. Chapter 13, verse 1 tells us that Jesus taught this series of parables, quote, by the lake. That is, by Lake Galilee up in the north of Israel, where much of his early ministry took place. The parable is familiar. Nevertheless, I will read it one more time. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat in it while all the people stood on the shore. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, a farmer went out to sow his seed, and as he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow, but when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil where it produced a crop, 160 or 30 times what was sown. So, gardening 101. Verse 9 is very important. It gives us a hint as to what this parable is all about. Whoever has ears, we've all got them, let them hear. Seems like a strange thing to say. It's like saying, whoever has lungs, let them breathe. If you have lungs, you breathe. If you have ears, God willing, I know some can't, sadly, you hear. Although my lovely Debbie would disagree, I have ears but don't always hear. Especially if the cricket is on and I have my phone in my hand. It is possible to have ears and not hear. The parable is about hearing properly, as the following verses highlight. So, why parables? The disciples came to Jesus and asked, why? Why do you speak to the people in parables? Now, the most common answer people give to this question is because parables engage the crowds. They're interesting little stories that people can relate to. Jesus speaks in parables to attract more people to himself. But how does Jesus answer the question, why parables? He replied, because the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven have been given to you, that is, you disciples, you who follow me, but not to them, the hangers-on, the crowds. Which is interesting. Whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. Seems to be quite a division going on here, right? A separation, a sifting. You know, the old sifter in the kitchen. I think it's used for flour. Is that right? Other things, mostly flour. I picked it up. Picked that up from the picture. I think that's icing sugar or flour. Yeah, get the impure things out and get the lumps out. Yep. My mum used to use it. I remember seeing her use it when I was growing up. But sifting brings the fine flour or icing sugar, correct? Out. Yep. Okay, so Jesus' teaching in parables sifts the crowds. This is why I speak to them in parables. Those seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not hear or understand. So something spiritual is going on here. It's not just about physical sight or physical hearing. It's about spiritual sight and spiritual hearing and understanding. Jesus speaking in parables keeps some spiritually blind and spiritually deaf and therefore spiritually without understanding. As he himself says, in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, you will be ever hearing but never understanding. You'll be ever seeing but never perceiving. Why? Why this judgment? Why this confirmation in unbelief? Verse 15, for this people's heart has become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears and they have closed their eyes. They're doing something active there, aren't they? They are closing their eyes, spiritually speaking. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them. So this verse 15, as I've kind of indicated there, tells us why many are reinforced in their spiritual deafness and spiritual blindness. It's because their hearts are calloused. We know calluses are pretty gross things. We know how they develop. They can develop on the feet, causes a bit of grief. On the hands, from hard work. I've got some calluses on my hand, not from physical labour, from golf. So, you know, in a sense they're good. They stop you from blistering, harden the skin up a bit, but still an unpleasant thing. You know, if it's on the feet, it can be very uncomfortable, and so out comes the file. Is that correct? A file or a... Yeah, anyway. Jesus speaks of calloused hearts, hearts that have become so hard spiritually, hardened towards God and his word, hardened about sin and its consequences, hardened about forgiveness and salvation, hardened about spiritual healing, hardened about death and judgment beyond that, hardened towards other people even. A hard heart is truly gross. And Jesus says that there is consequence to such callousness. You will be ever hearing but never understanding. You will be ever seeing but never perceiving. What such a person needs is a heart renovation, a change of hearts by the Spirit of God. They need the gracious, miraculous intervention of the Lord Jesus, who gives spiritual sight, spiritual hearing, true understanding. He gives it to those who come in close and listen and follow and trust humbly. Blessed are your eyes, you disciples, because they see, and your ears because they hear. For truly I tell you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see but did not see it, and to hear what you hear but did not hear it. They are seeing and hearing Jesus, the Messiah, and accepting him and his word. The disciples have experienced Jesus' grace, and we can too. We can probably assume that everyone in this room, let's say just about, just in case there's some that haven't, everyone here today has experienced this grace, this divine intervention, this change from callous heart to soft heart and understanding. But if you haven't, perhaps you might be tuning in today online, and you know that you haven't yet experienced this transformation of heart. This New Year's Day, the first day of 2023, would be the perfect day to receive that work of God, to pray for the Lord Jesus to have mercy on you and give you true sight, true hearing, true understanding. Well, here is the meaning of this foundational parable. From verse 18, if you have it open in front of you, I don't think I have it all there. No, I don't. Let's hear this again from 18. Listen then. Listen. Again, it's all about how we hear. Listen then to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in their heart. This is the seed sown along the path. Hard heart, word of God bounces straight off. It's a spiritual thing. The evil one's involved. Verse 20, the seed falling on rocky ground refers to someone who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only for a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. The seed falling among the thorns refers to someone who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, making it unfruitful. But the seed falling on good soil refers to someone who hears the word and understands it. This is the one who produces a crop, yielding 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. So let me say it once again for clarity. This parable is all about how we hear. Not sitting in front of the TV, with the phone in our hands, not hearing. There are three ways that we must not hear. One, hearing without understanding. This is the seed that falls along the path, hearing Jesus' teaching and just not getting it, not inquiring further, not trying to understand what he says, just dismissing it or ignoring it altogether. This is the fruit of a hard heart. And let's be honest, we are surrounded by people who respond to Jesus and his teaching in this way. Even at Christmas dinner this year, I had extended family who made a mockery of Christmas, and all night we had to hear Jesus Christ's name taken in vain. The irony at Christmas dinner. But we get this everywhere, all the time, don't we? It's the fruit of a hard heart that requires divine intervention. And we can't judge, because without the Lord Jesus' gracious intervention and healing, we would be exactly the same. I was spiritually blind and deaf with no understanding till the Lord intervened graciously. The second way we must not hear is hearing for only a short time. The seed falling on rocky ground refers to someone who hears the word and at once receives it with joy, but since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. So here is a resolution. I'm not sure if you're a resolution maker, but here's one for 2023. Don't fall away. God willing, you face no trouble or persecution this year. But it's very possible, isn't it? There's a real possibility that trouble or persecution may come our way. You might be right in the midst of it now. These things can happen when we least expect it. Everything can be sailing along smoothly, and before we know it, we're in the midst of a storm. These are the times in which we need to pray, Lord, sustain me. Help me to keep going. Help me to keep trusting you. Help me to keep doing what is right. Keep me from falling away. These are the times in which we need one another. We need the support of our Christian brothers and sisters to help us keep going, to provide the strength we need when we are weak. I praise God that we saw a whole bunch of such support here in 2022. Especially late on in the year when quite a bit was going on in our church family, with people experiencing serious troubles of their own. And we think of Trevor Cutmore today, who is in palliative care. I pray that just as in 2022 and the years preceding, we can continue to support and encourage those in need in 2023. We want none to fall away. Third way we must not hear is unfruitfully. We know the damage weeds can do to the garden, always growing quicker than the plants. Here in Australia, we have lantana, which can choke the life out of everything, including native plants and trees. The weeds can be hard to handle. Jesus says there are two weeds that can choke his word out of our life, making us unfruitful for God's kingdom. The worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth. Worry can be paralyzing, can't it? We can be so consumed by our worry about our troubles that we just can't think about anything else. I can certainly think of more than a few times in my life when things got really difficult and it was hard to think about anything else. My relationship with God was impacted. My relationship with my family, my relationship with people at church, everything was impacted because I was worried about my immediate and long-term future. We know that elsewhere Jesus says, "Do not worry, but trust your heavenly Father who loves you and cares for you and has your future in his hand." Easier said than done at times. Again, another reason why we need the support of one another. The deceitfulness of wealth is the other choker of the word. I guess wealth can become an obsession, a god, an idol. We can put our hope in our wealth, finding our security for the future in it rather than God. And this is why wealth is ultimately deceitful. For it provides no security in death. Only God can do that. So Jesus teaches us you cannot love both God and money, and he encourages us lay up treasures in heaven, not on earth. Sadly, we know that this teaching is too hard for some, was in Jesus' day, it can be today. And the relentless pursuit of wealth chokes the word out, leading to unfruitfulness for the kingdom. Which leads to the good and right way to hear. Verse 23. Matthew 13. But the seed falling on good soil refers to someone who hears the word and understands it. This is the one who produces a crop. So hear and understand. Mark's gospel, and sometimes understanding will come from further inquiry, searching, reading, thinking, asking, praying. You know, there's a hunger to not only just hear and for it to bounce off, but to hear and understand and obviously do to produce the crop. Mark's gospel says Mark 4:20, others like seed sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop. So again, hear, doesn't say understand in Mark, but accept. And I think part of accepting is doing to produce a crop. Luke's gospel says, Luke 8:15, but the seed on good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart, requiring the intervention of the Spirit of God, the miracle of Jesus, to have a noble and good heart, who hear the word, retain it, not just short term, retain it, hold on to it, and by persevering over the long haul, produce a crop. So, brothers and sisters, let's make this our resolution for, there's all those verses, apologies for not putting them up. Let's make this our resolution for 2023. Whatever comes our way this year, whatever trouble, persecution, worry, financial worry, financial success, hear, understand. Hear the word, accept the word, do the word. Hear the word, retain the word. By persevering in doing the word, produce a crop. Let's do that personally, individually, and let's do that together as a church in 2023. Whoever has ears, which we all do today, let them hear.